Michael Murphy.
He has to go for a pile driver.
He has to drill this as hard as he can. Here comes Murphy. Drilled at the Derry wall. He comes back out. Donegal still have it. Ryan McHugh drills it in. Derry are able to pick it up and break away.
And it's a free out to Derry.
Free out to Derry. They've continued.
Giving them
play.
Advantage.
Yeah. Here comes Derry charging up the pitch. It's with Conor Doherty. Flicked inside. Derry charging up the park.
And there's the final whistle.
Yeah, it's all over. Derry for the first time since 1998 are Ulster champions. It's going to be a sea of red and white here in Clonus. The flares are going off on the hill, the red flares. Derry have won this by 2 points. Derry won 16, Donegal won 14. Brendan, it was hugely entertaining, it was hugely tense, but Derry are Ulster champions.
Derry are Ulster champions, and I think deservedly so. And the first man I want to congratulate is my own buddy Rory Gallagher. He's done a fantastic job at Derry since he's gone in there. He's taken them to another level, and he's brought pride back in Derry football. To be fair, you know, they really battle hard all day for everything. Donegal gave it everything they had, just couldn't get over the line. And that hunger, insatiable hunger, that Derry showed from the very first minute, the whole way through the championship, has turned them out for a 2 point victory or a 1 point victory, and I'd have to say deservedly so on the day. You know, you take it that when they beat three Division One teams to win an Ulster title, they've beaten Tyrone, the All Ireland and All Ireland champions, Monaghan and Donegal. That's some feat, that's some achievement to win an Ulster championship. No one can begrudge it to them.
Yeah, Derry are Ulster champions. There is dejection for Donegal playing in their 10th final in 12 years. Michael Murphy will not be left in the Anglo-Celt Cup today. It will be going to Derry, and from a Donegal perspective, they emptied the tank as well, so they did Brendan Kilcoyne. It was end-to-end stomp. It was very, very tense. Unfortunately, there has to be a winner, and there has to be a loser as well, and it's Donegal's case of losing yet another Ulster final.
Yeah, and listen, for the purists, it probably wasn't the best game of football ever, but it was intriguing from a point of view of the tactical setups of both teams and the defensive setup of both teams. It was very cagey. Both teams were in possession of the ball, were very afraid to cough it up, to give that energy to the opposition team. But Derry probably did it that wee bit better on the day and created them chances. And they had massive leaders in. Brendan Rodgers had an absolutely massive game, and how he was still going at the pace he was going into 90 minutes at the second period, a second extra time, he was the man that basically lifted it and won it for Derry on the day, I felt. And
mainly
supported
by
Conor Glass. Absolutely, Brendan Rodgers, man of the match.
Brendan Kilcoyne giving Brendan Rodgers the man of the match. Glory days. Bruce Springsteen is playing out in the Tannoy system here, and the Derry supporters are bouncing. They are literally hopping in the middle of the park. They are going to savour this, they are going to enjoy it. Chrissy McCaig will be lifting the Anglo-Celt Cup as it returns to Derry for the first time since 1998. Donegal will be leaving here disappointed and dejected following defeat on Ulster final day, but they put in a huge, huge shift. I know we've got the news and the obituary notices to come. We will have a reaction from both the Derry and hopefully the Donegal camp as well, available online on highlandradio.com when we manage to get it for you. And we will, of course, be reflecting on this on the DEL debate programme with Brendan Devaney tomorrow night at 7 o'clock after the 7 o'clock news tomorrow evening on Highland, where he'll be joined by guests from both Donegal and Derry. So we're going to have the presentation here. Chrissy McCaig, the Derry captain, for the first time in his career, will be lifting the Anglo-Celt Cup. He's won everything, of course, with his club, Slough Neil, but he has never lifted the Anglo-Celt Cup for Derry. That's going to change now shortly. He's going to receive the Anglo-Celt Cup. Many congratulations to Derry on their victory. Many thanks to Highland Motors for their sponsorship throughout the championship. Don't forget, you can check them out at highlandmotors.ie for all the details of their new and used vehicles. Hope you enjoyed our coverage today of the Ulster final. I know our Donegal listeners will be extremely disappointed, but there will be joy for our Derry listeners. So, Brendan, just one final sum up then from you.
Yeah, listen, you just look at the joy on the Derry supporters out here in front of you. It's very hard not to to begrudge it to them. They deserved it on the day. They played some fantastic football all year. And, you know, as I've mentioned, when you take down Tyrone, you take down Monaghan, you take down Donegal, you're totally deserving to be Ulster champions, and let them go and enjoy it. For Donegal, it's a case of regrouping, getting back on track. They now have to come through, meet whoever comes through in the qualifiers in a couple of weeks' time. So work to be still done for Donegal. They need to keep their heads up and get back at it.